We're going to cross on over now live to our correspondent Mohammed Ali over in Syria. There's a village by the name of Malula listed on UNESCO heritage sites, of which there's intense fighting going on between the foreign-backed insurgents and, of course, the government forces. Let's pass this on over to Mohammed Ali. Mohammed Ali, what is going on where you are at right now?
Yes, Kofi, we are now in Malula, the ancient city of Malula, northeast of the capital, Damascus, where confrontations continue up till this moment between the Syrian army units and some of the foreign-backed militants, those that are affiliated to al-Nusra Front, who attacked this Christian town just several days ago. What is new, Kaveh, actually, is that the Syrian army has cleared more than 90% of Malula area of foreign-backed militants and secured it. Now the confrontations are happening in near Al Safir Hotel. This is a hotel that was used by the militants as a stronghold in this town. Now this hotel is cleared of militants. However, those armed men are gathered up there, if you can see with me with the picture. Up there is Al Safir Hotel over there, and behind it is where the foreign-backed militants are gathering now at this moment, according to the Syrian army units that we have just spoke to. This is where the Syrian army personnel are also now, as we speak, advancing, Kaveh. If you can see over there, you have the Syrian army units and personnel on the ground moving every now and then up towards this hotel. We also have to note that two main monasteries that are very historical over here in the town, Mar Jirjos and Mar Taqla. Just behind this building here over here on the left is Mar Taqla Monastery, where the Syrian army told us that just a couple of hours ago they freed some of the civilians and clerics who were kept as hostages by the militants in the basement over there. Now also Mar Jirjos is cleared. As you can see, we are now in the main square southwest of this, southwest in Malula. Now, as I told you, Kaveh, 90%, if you can hear with me, those are the sounds of bombardments and the clashes that are happening just over there on top of the mountain as we speak. So more than 90% under the control of the Syrian army of Malula. But as you can see, of course, for sure, the entrance and the infiltration and the attack of the militants into Malula just as several days has caused the civilians to flee, escaping from the violence that will happen and from the attacks of those on them, because they know, the civilians over here, that those militants, the same groups of those militants, have attacked several churches and even mosques, and whether in Aleppo there. So this is not the first time, Kaveh, for the militants to attack Malula area, or to attack at least the Christian and Muslim areas.
Yeah, tell us quickly before we let you go, Mohammed Ali, you know, there was discrepancy between who's in control of the town. We're running right now that the Syrian army has cleared 90% of Malula. Is that how it is? Do the government forces have control of Malula at this point?
Well, Kaveh, what I can tell you is from what I see on ground, we're going live right now, and more than 90%, according to the Syrian army units that I've just spoken to over here, have confirmed that more than 90% is under the control of the Syrian army. We've been touring a little bit of this, some parts of this town over here. It's completely empty. There are no civilians. There are only now, at least in the places that we are in this part of the town, there are only army units. But as I told you, up this mountain over there where Al Safir Hotel is, behind it is where now the armed men, those who have not been killed by the Syrian army, are now gathering there, because the Syrian army pushed them back over there to behind Al Safir Hotel. But the army units, Kaveh, has made it clear that they will continue pushing them back until securing the whole town and all of its vicinity in order to make it possible for the civilians to come back home. So yes, more than 90% of Malula is under the control of the Syrian army.
Okay, very well. Thank you so much for that. That's a Press TV exclusive there from the ancient Christian town of Malula. Of course, one of Mohammed Ali giving us some live coverage. And of course, now, as was evident from what Mohammed Ali said, that town, 90% of it is under the control of the government forces. Still some battles going on in terms of flushing out some of these foreign-backed insurgents from that town.